Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Absorbent and yellow and porous is he?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish,
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Then drop on the deck and flop like a fish!
No, you haven't. Your station hasn't changed. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. But we are excited to have in the studio for Pep Talk this morning my friend Brittany Hughes. She is the Marketing and Outreach Coordinator for the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department. Guess who's coming to movie night?
Oh, we cannot wait. Thank you so much for that introduction,
SpongeBob,
Meg.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
And if you are still with us after that introduction,
we scared you away.
We really appreciate it.
I haven't heard that in years, but it was just too cute to pass up. So, you know, it's a good thing. But so much is happening. You do such a great job with the City of Pensacola and all the things y'all are doing this summer. We had Beach Davis on the show just a couple weeks ago and talked about all the different activities. So you're here to talk about what's coming and lots of stuff. So I'm going to shut up and let you tell everybody what's going on.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Meg. So, yes, last month, Beach Davis came on talking about the event process through the city. And he just basically said that about 95% of our events with the city are from third parties and nonprofits that want to put on participate and want to put on events throughout the city. But
right.
The 5% of the events, this is what we're talking about today, which is movies in the park, specifically Hancock Whitney Movies in the Park. For
nice.
2026.
So there's a sponsor of this?
Yes. Hancock
Thank
Whitney
you.
Bank has jumped on as a title sponsor for this event series. And I am so excited for what we're going to be doing with them.
Okay. Well, so movies in the park. Now, how many parks do you have? He was telling me.
We have 93 parks.
Wow.
94, depending on who you ask. But yes.
Incredible. And I've been paying more attention. I just have to confess, because I drive by and I'll see, and I'll go, oh, there's another one. There's another little park.
Everyone
They're
in
everywhere.
The city, everyone that lives within city limits lives within half a mile radius of a park.
Really?
Or green space. Yes,
ma'am. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. We've got 56 playgrounds in there too.
Wow. I seriously did not know. That's incredible.
It really is. Our maintenance department does such a wonderful job. But this specific event is happening at Community Maritime Park, which is
okay,
where
that's the big park.
The Blue Wahoo Stadium
right?
is. And it's actually at Hunter Amphitheater behind Wahoo Stadium.
Yeah, it's right there, sort of to the right.
Yes.
I guess sort of right behind it. Yeah, you can't
yes.
miss it.
No,
they do a lot
really
of
can.
Symphony concerts there,
yes.
things like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so at this Movies in the Park, we have 4 dates for this movie series.
Okay, get your calendars out.
Get your calendars out. So May 30th, June 13th, July 18th, and August 1st. And then we do have August 15th set aside as a rain date if any of these events do get rained out.
Okay. So that's the weekend after Memorial Weekend. So
yes.
that's May 30th.
Mm-hmm.
So who's up? Is that the SpongeBob movie?
So, yes. We will be in Bikini Bottom for that event.
Uh-oh.
And we'll be entering Bikini Bottom, going into that realm at 8:15 when the sun goes down. But
okay.
the Movies in the Park event itself starts at 6 o'clock. And from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, it's basically like a big party
really?
For families. Absolutely. So this is the event where families can come together from all walks of life. Come in. We've got free parking with thanks to the Blue Wahoo Stadium.
Nice.
We've got free admission, free water slides, free face painting, and a free craft station provided by the West Florida Public Libraries.
All of it's free?
All really? Of it's
There's
free.
No admission fee?
No admission fee. There will
wow,
be a few food trucks
great.
On site, but we're
so
going to have...
kids too? Everybody?
Absolutely.
Grandma, grandpa, everybody?
Yes.
Wow.
And this is going to be a big, big event. It's going to be bigger than last year.
Uh-huh.
Last year we had 2 events, but back by popular demand, we have moved it from 2 events to 4 events.
Okay. So that's on May 30th is the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Starts at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
And you're going to have a big party before the movie.
Before the movie.
And then 8:15-ish is when the movie will start.
Yes.
It starts getting dark.
We can't show the movie in light time.
Well,
so
no, that probably wouldn't work.
No, it doesn't quite work
and
like
by
that.
The way, y'all, this is a Saturday night.
Yes.
So it's not, sometimes you have these things on other nights, right?
These are
but
all
this is
on
Saturday.
Saturday nights.
Perfect. So you
yes.
got family that comes in, they go out to the beach, they get all sunburnt, and they're looking for something to do.
Yes, come to Hancock Whitney Movies in the Park. So let's go over those dates, and I'm going to mention those movies that we're going to show at each event.
Excellent.
So May 30th, we're going to take an adventure to Bikini Bottom. Remember that intro music that we had?
SpongeBob.
June 13th, we're going to have a little adventure with our friend named Stitch.
Oh,
it's
going to
be the live action film with that.
Uh-huh.
July 18th, we're going to have a party with the zoo animals.
Oh.
The second movie in the series.
Uh-huh.
Where a nice blue snake comes and we are helping a bunny and fox rescue that snake and clear that family's name.
Okay.
And then last but not least, on August 1st, we're going to have the Mario Brothers Plumbing Company coming in. That's actually a new movie coming out. It's in the theaters right now. And
coming
it'll
out
be
this
out
year. Oh, that's
around,
so cool.
Around early July, so we'll be able to show that in on August 1st.
Well, clearly,
so
just from the titles,
excited.
These are G-rated, sounds like, for general and for
G
kids.
G to PG, yes.
G to PG, okay.
Now, we did choose these movies in a very special way.
Okay.
We actually integrated this movie choice into our after-school program. So our kids at all four of our centers, which are Fricker, Gull Point, Woodland Heights, and Cobb Resource Centers, those kids actually polled for their favorite movie. They made a movie poster lobby for their favorite movie to have it chosen, and then they all voted on their favorite
movie. So
movies.
The kids picked the movies,
the kids,
not the adults.
Absolutely, the kids picked these
movies. I love this, Brittany.
And so those movie posters, and they also put together little activities for the kids themed to these movies.
Uh-huh.
We're
going
to be showing those at Movies in the Park at the Parks and Recreation tent. So they're going to be able to see their activities and their posters out for everyone to see.
Oh, that is so cool.
It's going to be so cool.
So much thought has been put into this. I love this so much.
So this year, like I said, it's going to be bigger and better than it's ever been before. So
which
I cannot
awesome.
Wait to, you know, start this adventure.
So if someone's in their car and they're sitting there going, this is great, but they can't write it down right now, where can they go to get the information? And I know y'all put out a book too, right?
Yeah, so we do have our playbook. The link is on our website. And also on our website, the main page, there's a link to Movies in the Park.
Okay, so is that City of Pensacola?
You can get it through CindyPensacola.com, but you can get it directly to PlayPensacola.com.
That's right, PlayPensacola.com. Mm-hmm. That just takes you directly there so you can get the times of all the things y'all are doing this summer.
Yeah, so PlayPensacola.com. You can get a direct link on our homepage to more information about the Hancock Whitney Movies in the Park event series. And then there's more events on our website as well. And you can look at, like, for example, the America 250 events coming up. We do have a page for those.
Yes, yes, yes. July 4th is going to be big this year in Pensacola.
It's going to be huge, yes. But yes, so the more information about Movies in the Park, specifically Hancock Whitney Bank Movies in the Park, is on our website at playpensacola.com.
If you just join us, you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Brittany Hughes is here with the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation, telling us about the exciting Movies in the Park this summer. But I suspect you might have some other activities going on.
Yes, we always have plenty of activities over the summer. So now I wanted to talk about Hancock Whitney's involvement in Movies in the Park.
Oh, good. Okay, yes.
So Hancock Whitney Bank did jump on as the title sponsor for Movies in the Park this year, but it goes so much beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
So Hancock Whitney Bank is our 2026 financial literacy partner for Parks and Recreation. That means they're actually coming into our summer camp this year and into our after-school program this fall.
Wow.
They're actually teaching our participants in our after-school and summer camp programs about financial literacy. What is a debit card? What is a savings account? How
fantastic.
Do you use it? How does that affect your credit? What is credit?
Right.
They're answering all these things to our kids who are 5 to 12 years old.
They're not teaching that in school.
No, they're definitely not.
I know
so
that.
That's why this is so important for us to make those public to private connections, to bring those resources to our summer camp and after school programs to teach our kids things that they would normally not learn in school. And they might not normally learn in life. Because a lot of us don't
thinking here,
even
do you
know.
Have an adult version?
There are actually several companies out there.
I'm sure.
But for this specific event, we are actually transforming the first 2 hours, which is the pre-show, into a financial literacy game. Now, think about going to an arcade.
Okay.
So each of our sponsor tents and possibly some vendor tents, including Pensacola Parks and Recreation, will have activities set up at their specific booths. Now, when you Participating in this game and you participate in this activity, you actually get prizes throughout these games and activities. And you can collect cinema cash. And you can take that cinema cash to the bank main sponsor tent and actually spend or save that cash for the next event. So between the four events, you might be able to save up around, you know, $400 to $500 worth of cinema cash to get that big ticket item.
Oh, wow.
Or if you're playing with kids, you might just want to save, you know, a few dollars here and there, spend a few dollars here and there, and then spend a half of your money for to buy small ticket items and then save it for the next event. So you can just continue, you know.
What a great idea. That's making banking fun.
Yes, absolutely
is. Because it can be intimidating.
And now, I don't want to, we don't want to exclude anyone from this opportunity. So kids can even play too. So we're allowing kids, adults, and grandparents to play.
Everyone can play.
Can play this game.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so everyone will get their own individual player ID, which we will then link to the cash. And then we'll be able to confirm that that player indeed did earn that specific, those specific cinema cash dollars. That's how we can kind of afford to continue with this program without pooling any, you know, prizes. But
so that'll be happening in those 2 hours before the movie starts.
At each event, yes.
At each event. So the event dates are May 30th, June 13th, July 18th, August 1st on Saturday nights at the Hunter Amphitheater, which is right there at Community Maritime Park. Free parking, free admission, and then the movie will be at 8:15-ish.
Yes.
And so they can do the cash game.
Yes.
Oh, that is so cool. From 6 to 8. So
from
you could probably do a lot.
You could probably could. The max someone one person can get will be limited based on the prize availability.
We're not talking about tens of thousands of dollars here, but you know.
However, it's going to be so much fun. It really is. And now I do want to mention those free face painting, free craft station with First Florida Public Libraries, and the free water slides we're going to have.
Nice.
And we're actually bringing in a sponsor to help us out with those water slides as well.
Is it too late for someone to sponsor one of these activities?
It is not too late. Please do contact me. My email is bhughes. That's B as in Brittany. My last name, H-U-G-H-E-S, at cityofpensacola.com. Please reach out to me if you are interested at all in our on sponsoring this event, because your sponsorship dollars goes to offset the overall cost of an event, and it helps us make this event bigger and better with each passing.
It's such a great idea for summertime.
Yes,
it really
is.
And great location.
I was just at the Earth Day Pensacola this past
Saturday. Yeah, wasn't that something?
It was such a good time. It was at Bayview Park over there. But every single family that I told this about, they loved the idea.
Yeah.
I told them free parking, which is a big deal here.
Yes, it is.
Free admission, free water slides, free face painting. I can't say free enough for this event. And all of the families were just super stoked to hear about this event happening and it being free.
Now, I probably would want to ask you, should they bring some lawn chairs with them and some blankets maybe?
Please do bring your lawn chairs and blankets.
And they bring a cooler with some drinks in it for the movie.
You can absolutely bring a cooler, load it up with your favorite snacks. You can even bring dinner if you didn't want to buy from a food truck.
Hey, bring a little candlelight and, you know, you never know, a little wine. Enjoy SpongeBob.
Sounds like the perfect date night.
Yeah, but the kids are going to love it, but the adults can have fun too.
Absolutely. Now, the best setup I've ever seen at Movies in the Park is people bringing inflatable loungers, like pool loungers, to the park. And
perfect.
So that avoids you getting any ants coming up onto your blanket, or it can help with that. And it's also just way more comfortable. So the perfect setup, in my opinion, is to bring two loungers up.
Yeah.
And have, you can share loungers or the lay down loungers. And those are perfect just to sit down in the park on the grass and then watch your favorite movie.
Yeah, for sure.
Rather, your kid's favorite movie.
So we're talking to Brittany Hughes. She's the marketing and outreach coordinator for the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation. If you've got a question about the events coming up, please text it in this morning, 850-437-1620. Talking with Brittany Hughes with the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department all about movies in the park. I'm so excited about this. It sounds like so much fun.
We are so excited too, Meg.
So you want to recap what this is all about again, just in case someone's just joining us?
Yes. So be prepared for Hancock Whitney Banks Movies in the Park series coming up this summer. We've got May 30th, June 13th, July 18th, and August 1st with a rain date saved for August 15th. So if any of these dates get sold out, we are coming back on August 15th to make up for that event. But we're talking free admission, free parking, free water slides, free face painting and a free craft station provided by the West Florida Public Libraries. So we will have concessions on site. We're going to have free popcorn from Parks and Recreation. Yes. So this year we're bringing free popcorn. But we will have some food trucks on site as well.
Great.
And we're focusing on quick, hot meals for those food trucks. So we literally cannot wait for this. It's going to be such a great event.
And what are the times again? Are these all on Saturday?
They're all on Saturday. So the times are from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. That's going to be the pre-show Hancock Whitney Bank game. It's got a financial literacy game aspect to it where you can earn cinema cash and then spend it or save it for the next event. And then at 8:15 approximately when the sun goes down, we're going to be playing the movie of the night, which is all family-friendly, either G-rated or PG-rated movies.
Okay, and this is going to be at the Hunter Amphitheater, which is right next to the Community Maritime Park, which has plenty of parking.
So much parking.
Free parking.
Yes.
So that's
free
what's
parking.
Also nice. But like we said earlier, you do want to bring something to drink, or you can get the food trucks. They'll have plenty to drink, I'm sure.
Yeah, so we're going to have food trucks there and some concessions on site. But please do bring your chairs, blankets, and inflatable loungers if you want to bring your pool toys in.
Okay.
It makes the best
summertime
setup.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Why not? It makes the perfect setup. It's going to be comfortable on that.
You know what this reminds me of is the drive-in movies.
Yes.
That used to do when I was a kid. You could drive with the car.
I would love to bring those back.
Yeah, right? But this is even better because you can be lounging around in your little lounge chair and walk around. I think this is even better.
Absolutely. And if you want to come and just relax with the family, you can relax while your family plays the financial literacy game by Hancock Whitney Bank. everyone that is in attendance is welcome to play that financial literacy game sponsored by Hancock Whitney Bank.
Okay. And then recap the different movies. You have four movies we're looking at.
Yeah, so four movies. You're going to have to be a little bit creative and imaginative as I explain these. But May 30th, we're going to be visiting Bikini Bottom. Mm-hmm. June 13th, we're going to be playing with a blue alien. July 18th, we're going to be having a party with a bunch of animals.
Okay.
Specifically a blue snake.
Okay.
That's going to be coming in that needs to clear his family's name. And then finally, on August 1st, we're going to be visited by a few famous plumbers who like to collect coins and gold stars.
The Mario Brothers.
Yes.
And this is the new movie.
Yes, that is the new movie.
So you'll be able to save a little money. You can just wait till August 1st, and then you can see it for free.
Certainly can. And I just do want to mention our sponsors. We are sponsored by Hancock Whitney Bank, which is a title sponsor. And right now, we are also sponsored by Pensacola Energy. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for your support, Pensacola Energy. And then finally, the West Florida Public Libraries, who is providing the craft station.
Which will be fun.
Yes, it'll be so much fun. I know for sure they're going to be making buttons at some point over the summer. But other than that, they're so creative. They are so creative in those public libraries. And we're just trying to support our friends over there.
I love it.
Four dates for this movie series.
Okay, get your calendars out.
Get your calendars out. So May 30th, June 13th. July 18th and August 1st. And then we do have August 15th set aside as a rain date if any of these events do get rained out.
Okay. So that's the weekend after Memorial Weekend. So that's May 30th. Mm-hmm. So who's up? Is that the SpongeBob movie?
So, yes. We will be in Bikini Bottom for that event.
Uh-oh.
And we'll be entering Bikini Bottom, going into that realm at 8:15 when the sun goes down. But the Movies in the Park event itself starts at 6 o'clock, and from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, it's basically like a big party
really?
For families. Absolutely. So this is the event where families can come together from all walks of life. Come in. We've got free parking with thanks to the Blue Wahoo Stadium.
Nice.
We've got free admission, free water slides, free face painting, and a free craft station provided by the West Florida Public Libraries.
All of it's free?
All of it's free.
There's no admission fee.
No admission fee.
Brittany, you do so much there. There are so many different activities. This is just one of the many things you're doing at all the parks this summer, because you still have swimming pools. You have so many things. Where can people go to find out more?
You can find out more at playpensacola.com. That is our website. Once again, that is www.playpensacola.com.
And then you have a playbook, which I have on my desk here, but where would I pick up one of those?
You can go to playpensacola.com to view the virtual playbook, but you can also pick up this playbook around the city at our resource centers.
Excellent. Okay, thank you so much. I'm super excited about going to the movies this summer with the city of Pensacola. Thanks, Brittany, for all you
do.
She looks great this morning. She's got a Jurassic Park gear on and everything. I love it.
thank you so much, Meg. Let's all see you at the movies in the park this summer.
All right. Thank you, Brittany.